Speaking of the world of music, this Sunday the stage of the William Saroyan Theater in Fresno comes alive as the Fresno Grand Opera's production of Andre Previn's A Streetcar Named Desire takes the stage. It's not just a great chance to hear world-class musicians, though. It's also a big moment for the company as it enters a new era. Last year, the Fresno Grand Opera and the Townsend Opera in Modesto joined forces in a partnership that, at least in Central California, is unprecedented. Here to tell us more is Matthew Buckman, the Fresno Grand Opera's new general director. Matthew, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Let's start out and talk about what changes have happened with the company before we get to A Streetcar Named Desire. You have this partnership now between two opera organizations in different parts of the valley. How did this come about, and what exactly does this involve?
Sure. Well, you know, I think arts organizations over the last 5 to 6 years have really had to re-examine their business models with the economic crash that we had. And it makes organizations stop and look at how can we do things differently and make ourselves more sustainable, because I think the biggest lesson that we learned is ultimately we operate at the whim of the patron base, and sometimes that goes up and sometimes that goes down. So for us, the key thing was sustainability, and with Fresno being so close to Modesto and vice versa, we thought this would be a good opportunity to partner and really make organizations more sustainable. So we had a season in Modesto ready to go. We got together with Fresno and decided we would co-produce the current season that we're in, and those decisions were made this past summer, and that grew into a request by the board of Fresno Grand Opera for me to come in as the new general director.
So you have two organizations that are still, at least at some level, separate organizations, but they're sharing the production season and also the operations. Is that
to some degree, yes. Mainly we're co-producing seasons together. That's the nature of the relationship. The two organizations will remain independent of one another. But with having this full kind of creative and management partnership with one leader at the helm of both organizations, it allows for future planning with some stability. And we know that partnership's going to be there several years down the road and can start planning projects, because unfortunately the opera world does work 2 to 3 years in advance. And so by having the same leadership of both organizations, we're able to plan that far out and know that that relationship will continue to exist.
So this also means that in the case of A Streetcar Named Desire, which is in Fresno, mm-hmm. it was recently in Modesto as well.
That's correct. Yeah, and it's you know, it's really great to have more time to work on these shows, and so with the two organizations sharing budgets and those kinds of things, we give ourselves more time to prepare. A better quality product hits our stage, and for the Fresno audience, they're getting it you know, after a couple of performances in Modesto. So it really will be a fantastic performance.
Tell us a little more about the Townsend Opera for our listeners mm-hmm. in Fresno, Madera, Merced counties who maybe aren't familiar with what Townsend Opera has done. What's its history, and what's your history with the organization?
Absolutely. You know, I came to the organization 7 years ago and replaced the founder of the company, who at the time was unfortunately dying of lung cancer. And you know, I started in February of 2008, which was a fascinating time in the business world and in the arts world. And we also had a brand new performing arts venue that had opened up that year as
the
well.
The Gallo Center.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Exactly.
Beautiful facility.
It really is. And so we hit the three things that can challenge an organization's existence, any one of these three things, and we hit it all three at the same time. We lost our founder. We moved into a new, much higher-end performing arts venue. And the economy collapsed. So we worked through that for a couple of years, and then once the organization became a little bit more stable, we focused on what we call the Opera Remix Initiative, which is how do we re-engage opera with a 21st century audience. And that really has defined my work there in the last 4 years. And the production that we have this weekend of A Streetcar Named Desire is kind of the culmination of 4 years of work to try to re-engage what is really an antiquated art form with modern culture, so that it has a place in our future culture.
Now let's talk about your vision along mm-hmm. those lines, your vision for the companies moving forward. Over the last few years, I've heard criticism in the community of the Fresno Grand Opera saying they aren't doing enough of the traditional
yeah.
operas. We want La Boheme. We
mm-hmm.
want you know, the famous operas that we've come to know and love. And we've seen more forays into more pop mm-hmm. types of things. How do you fall on that spectrum? As you know, maintaining the financial viability of companies is also paramount, because without that, you don't have the opportunity to even do those other works.
Absolutely. You know, I actually look a little farther back. I think all the criticisms we hear, all the decisions we made are actually symptoms of a larger problem, which is the art form is disconnected from our culture. And so people who want to see opera, and they define opera very narrowly as 19th century repertoire, so music that was written in the 1800s. We kind of define opera now as something that happened a really, really long time ago, and we want to keep recreating that. And the longer we do that, the more it disconnects from modern culture. And so I think you've seen Fresno Grand Opera over the last 5 or 6 years confront the reality that the audience for very traditional opera, 19th century opera, is very small and can't sustain an organization. And so it's made forays into different kinds of repertoire to try to address the issue of sustainability. Where I fall in this is I think actually that's a false dichotomy, that you don't have to present opera defined narrowly as 19th century opera or Broadway musicals or, you know, Iovolo or popular repertoire. That's a false dichotomy in my mind. There's a lot of music being written in the last 20, 30 years, great American operas, music that is easily hummed, melodic, you know, tonal, very, very enjoyable to listen to. Pieces have been written in the last 20, 30 years about American stories, that tell American stories by American composers, sung in English, all these kinds of things, but are written as operas, and they really are truly operas. And you're seeing our industry realize that this repertoire really should have a place at the Opera House and should be the channel by which we reconnect the art form to an American culture.
And speaking of contemporary American operas, Andre Previn's Streetcar Named Desire is a perfect example of that. Tell us about this production that's coming up Sunday.
It's really the crowning achievement in my career at this point, I'll be quite honest. I'm really excited about it because it, first of all, is one of the great American plays. It redefined American theater, stage theater, mid-20th century. And to have it set to music, I think, is unbelievable. The role of Blanche DuBois, sung by Carrie Hennessy in this production, is the iconic American role, really, on the stage. And to see it come to life set to music is just really remarkable. It's a very difficult story, but I think very convincingly told by the music. There are 5 or 6 arias in the show that are just some of the most beautiful music I think you can hear. But it also recontextualizes opera. I mean, operas at the end of the day are stories set to music, and with Streetcar in particular, because the estate of Tennessee Williams didn't allow for the words to be changed at all, the music really, I feel, supports the story, and so you almost get a play that is set to music instead of the kind of operatic experience you expect to hear with a Bohème or another Puccini or Verdi opera. So it recontextualizes opera, but it still tells a really, really powerful story.
Now, this is the same cast that you had in Modesto.
That's
correct.
Tell
us briefly about them. We only have a minute or so left.
Absolutely. Carrie Hennessy is the soprano singing the role of Blanche. We decided to do Streetcar in tandem with Carrie because she's one of the finest singing actresses I've ever seen in my career, and she's quite remarkable in this role. Dan Kempson singing the iconic role of Stanley Kowalski, made famous by Marlon Brando, recently nominated for a Grammy, sung at the Metropolitan Opera, one of the finest young singers I've heard in a while. He's 29 years old and is already singing at the Met. And Kira Duffy is a marvelous soprano who has sung with the Metropolitan Opera and with LA Opera, I believe, singing Stella. I think the really neat thing about this production is we got Brad Dalton, who is the preeminent director for this piece, to come in and serve as a stage director for this. So he directed Renee Fleming's productions at Washington National Opera, Chicago Lyric Opera, and LA Opera just in the last 18 months. So to have him in our organizations working with us is really a boon for our communities.
If people are looking forward to this weekend, maybe Valentine's Day plans, what should they do? Where can they get information about this production?
Absolutely. Visit us at fresnograndopera.org. You'll see the link to Streetcar right there on the homepage. I'm really excited to announce that we want opera to be more accessible, and so we have readjusted some of our ticket pricing and opened up some different areas in the hall to be a little bit more accessible. And so our tickets actually only start at $10, and this will be an ongoing thing now. So all of our main stage productions, tickets start at $10. So there's not a financial reason to not be able to go to the opera. It's an amazing experience. This piece and this story is quite compelling. It's, you know, it's dark, it's a little bit down, but it's still, I think, one of the finest pieces of acting and singing you'll see in our community this year, and you can get it for $10.
And you mentioned that Opera Works about 3 years out. I imagine there will be an announcement at some point in the relatively near future about the next season?
That's correct.
All right. We'll be looking forward to that. Again, Matthew Buckman, the new general director for the Fresno Grand Opera and general director of the Townsend and opera in Modesto. The two companies have joined forces now and are producing, again, A Streetcar Named Desire this Sunday at the Sororian Theater. Matthew, thank you so much.
Thank you.